Thank you, Mr. Hummel, and good afternoon, brethren. Our lives are full and busy. We have work or school or family to take care of. Even those of us who are retired can sometimes ask ourselves, how did the day slip away? Or where did the weeks go? But if we stop and look back, and we focus on our schedules, we would be able to see where our time went and that the majority of our schedules are spent in preparation or non-preparation for a task or event. I was a salesperson in my working life, and a salesperson has to prepare for sales calls. We have schedules to keep. We have quotas to meet. A teacher has or should have prepared a lesson plan for the day or the week. And a stay-at-home mother, depending upon her situation, may have meals to plan and prepare, a house to clean, errands to run, and maybe a homeschooling lesson, and so on and so on. So pick any occupation. Think about it. Think about what it requires of the person doing it. Yes, even students are involved in a preparation, planning from their early age. Yet preparation is sometimes one of the most overlooked parts of our lives. Sometimes we fail to plan and plan to fail. And sometimes we just don't prepare far enough in advance. When Sandy and I were thinking about going to Texas last year, we began our plan by getting a map. We got a AAA guide about Texas and some of the states around it. We searched the United Church of God website for church areas near campsites where we might be. In addition to that, we talked to people that we met about what they thought would be interesting sites to see in Texas or where we might get in some good fishing. And then we started our first visit by attending the feast site in Galveston last year. So I have a question to ask. Does preparation matter to God? It does. The creation story in the book of Genesis shows that God prepared the earth day by day, not all at once. And after creating many good things and preparing the garden, then God said, and I quote, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." And that's from Genesis 1:26. And then they gave mankind dominion over all. Noah prepared the ark as he was directed. God prepared Abram to become Abraham. Well, God does plan or prepare, if you like either term better. And we know that God has a plan for mankind. The United Church of God is actively sponsoring Kingdom of God seminars. In Matthew 25, there's the parable of the 10 virgins. And we know that that parable is about the kingdom of heaven. But as we step outside of the parable, we can look back at the preparations of the 10 virgins. They all took oil, and they all slept. Five took extra oil. So those five were fully prepared for an extended wait. The other five were not. Prepare or plan? What does preparation do for us? Well, for one thing, actually the main thing, it makes us focus on that event that's coming up rapidly or at some time further down the timeline. It helps us to see in our mind's eye the event, and then we can anticipate those events, whether they are dentist appointments, reports due for work or school, or planning for the next Feast of Tabernacles. Many people use Friday as their preparation day for the Sabbath. Or some people we know prepare their week around the Sabbath. And we know that we certainly have to make preparations, prepare, for feast days and holy days. So if you would, please turn over to John 14. John 14. I'm going to read verses 1 to 4. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. So Jesus Christ is preparing a place for us. How hard should it be, or can it be, for me, for you, for all of us, to put God's plan at the very top of our priority list and keep it there? Our brother Jesus Christ is preparing a place for us, and hopefully all of mankind will be there in the kingdom. Can we prioritize and seek God's kingdom daily and prepare to humble ourselves to be in the kingdom? Preparation brings a sense of purpose to an issue. So if you would please turn over to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, I'm going to read verses 13 to 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. We know that Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. Have you considered your faith as preparation? Do we consider our daily trials as preparation for the kingdom, or to learn from, or just another thing getting in the way of getting my job done? The Boy Scout motto is be prepared. I really don't think that the Boy Scouts would mind anyone borrowing their motto. And actually, a good case could be made for them having borrowed it from the Bible. Prepare ye the way. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Isaiah 40, verse 3. Here's a quote from a book I read recently. History teaches me every day the best way to avoid being surprised is to be prepared. When we prepared for baptism, or anybody is preparing for baptism, one of the first things that we're told usually is to count the cost. Preparing for the future. Our United Church of God president, Mr. Luker, wrote in a weekly news update back in December of 2011 that he wanted to improve his health, his attitude, and his character, and he needed to prepare and plan. Mr. Luker was also encouraging all of us to look at our preparations for the future. Yes, even a retired guy like me needs to prepare, because I have found out that if I do not, I can too easily slip into old patterns. On our church plaque, if you want to come up later after services and take a really close look at it, you will see inscribed thereon, preaching the gospel, preparing a people. Brethren, we have a great opportunity before us when we meet people here at services and everywhere we go. If we prepare personally and are seeking the kingdom of God in our lives first. Hopefully, this will become evident to other people. And we can impact other people's lives in such a way that they may ask us, and we can be ready always to give an answer about the hope that lies within us. 1 Peter 3:15. In the not-too-distant future, maybe tomorrow at the supermarket or on the golf course, anywhere you are tomorrow or next week, someone just may ask us a question. Will we be prepared? Brethren, we're called to actively participate in preparations for God's coming kingdom. I want to share with you three questions that were shared with me by friends of mine a few years back. You may have heard these, but here they are. If not me, who? If not now, when? And if not for the kingdom of God, why? Have a great Sabbath.